Track 1, Introduction. Welcome to the Macular Disease Foundation Australia's audio presentation on macular degeneration. This presentation is current as at June 2014. All audio materials are available free of charge from the Foundation as a CD, and they can also be downloaded from the Foundation's website. This audio presentation comprises 9 tracks. Track 1, Introduction. Track 2, How the Eye Works. Track 3, Understanding Macular Degeneration. Track 4, Understanding the Causes of Macular Degeneration. Track 5, Nutrition and Supplements for Macular Degeneration. Track 6, How do you know if you have macular degeneration? Track 7, Treatments for Macular Degeneration. Track 8, Coping with Vision Loss. Track 9, Conclusion. For CD listeners, you can move to the next track at any time by selecting the Next Track button on your player. This audio presentation is designed to provide general information about macular degeneration. The content will cover descriptions of how the eye works and why the macula is so important. We will explain all about macular degeneration, how it affects the vision, and how to reduce the risk of progression. We will also provide information about how to identify signs and symptoms of the disease, as well as the treatment options and support services available. Track 2, How the Eye Works. There is no doubt that sight is a precious sense. Vision is the way we access, appreciate, and interpret our world. So we need to look after and protect our eyes, especially as we grow older. That's why it's important to be aware of macular degeneration, the leading cause of legal blindness and severe vision loss in Australia. So let's get started with a brief description of how the eye works. The eye works very much like an old-style film camera. The front of the eye comprises the cornea, iris, pupil, and lens. It focuses the image onto the retina, which lines the back of the eye. The retina at the back of the eye is sensitive to light and acts like the film in the camera. It captures images and then sends these images via the optic nerve to the brain. Here, the images are interpreted. In one way, you might say, we see with our brain. The macula is the name given to the area at the very centre of the retina, the light-sensitive tissue at the back of the eye. The macula is responsible for our detailed central vision and most colour vision. It is responsible for our ability to read, to recognise faces, drive a car, and see colours clearly. In fact, the macula is responsible for any activity that requires fine vision. The rest of the retina is called the peripheral retina. It is used to see the general shapes and to provide what we call get-about vision, that is, side vision or peripheral vision. Track 3, Understanding Macular Degeneration. Now you know a little about how the eye works and the importance of the macula, we'll now describe macular degeneration. Macular degeneration, or MD, is the name given to a group of chronic degenerative retinal eye diseases that cause progressive loss of central vision but leave the peripheral or side vision intact. The disease is progressive and painless, and although it can lead to legal blindness, it does not result in total or black blindness. Macular degeneration is the leading cause of severe vision loss and legal blindness in Australia and is responsible for 50% of all cases of blindness. It is usually related to ageing and most frequently affects people who are over 50 years of age. In fact, about 1 in 7 Australians, or 1 million people over the age of 50, have some evidence of MD. Approximately 17% of these people, that is 170,000, will experience vision loss. It's not surprising then that this disease is commonly referred to as age-related macular degeneration, or AMD for short. However, it is not a normal or inevitable part of aging, and certain forms of the disease can also affect younger people. Macular degeneration affects a layer of cells in the eye called the retinal pigment epithelium, or the RPE. The RPE is like a wall or barrier that separates the retina at the back of the eye from its main blood supply, a vascular layer called the choroid. The main role of the RPE is to nourish the retina and get rid of its waste products. In the early stages of macular degeneration, these waste products from the retina build up beneath the RPE and form yellow spots known as drusen. It is possible to have these first signs of macular degeneration, called drusen, without knowing, and that is why it is so important to have an eye test and have the macula checked. An optometrist or an eye specialist can examine the back of the eye for these drusen using very special eye equipment. Small amounts of drusen do not necessarily cause visual symptoms, and not everyone with drusen will inevitably lose their vision. However, its existence does increase the chance of developing late-stage macular degeneration. People in the later stages of macular degeneration will experience loss of vision. This occurs because the RPE cells die, or because they fail to stop blood vessels from the choroid from growing under the retina. Now we will move on to describe the two main types of macular degeneration: dry macular degeneration and wet macular degeneration. Let's firstly talk about dry. When RPE cells die, the retinal cells above them also die, leading to patches of missing retina. This is commonly called geographic atrophy, or dry MD, which is a slow form of the disease that causes a gradual loss of vision. It accounts for 33% of all cases of late stage MD where vision loss can occur. Some people who have dry MD can later develop the more aggressive wet form, so it is important to report any sudden changes in vision to the eye specialist as a matter of urgency. Any delay in treatment can risk vision loss. Now let's move on to talking about wet macular degeneration. Wet macular degeneration is the more severe form of the disease. Every year, approximately 21,000 new cases are diagnosed in Australia. Vision changes associated with wet MD are often sudden and severe. Wet macular degeneration occurs when the RPE cells fail to stop choroidal blood vessels from growing under the retina. This growth is called choroidal neovascularization, or CNV. The rapidly growing vessels are fragile with leaky walls, and they ooze fluid and blood under the retina that can lead to scarring and vision loss. It is most important to report any sudden changes in vision or the development of symptoms to an eye specialist immediately as a matter of urgency. It should be treated as a medical emergency. An appointment should be obtained within a week. This is because early detection of wet macular degeneration is critical to saving sight. The earlier treatment is given, the more likely it is that vision can be saved. Conversely, delayed treatment increases the likelihood of losing sight. The AMSLA grid is an essential tool to self-monitor for possible symptoms or sudden changes in vision. It should be used daily. However, it does not replace a regular eye test and macular check. We talk more about symptoms, testing for macular degeneration, and the AMSLA grid later. Track 4, understanding the causes of macular degeneration. Now that we've talked about how macular degeneration occurs, let's look at the causes and the steps you can take to lower your risk. Macular degeneration is caused by both genetic and environmental factors. Risk factors include age, a direct family history, and smoking. People over the age of 50 are at risk. 1 in 7 people over 50, or 1.15 million people, show some evidence of this disease. Macular degeneration can be hereditary. In fact, people with a direct family history of macular degeneration have a 50% chance of developing the disease. Since at least 70% of cases of macular degeneration have a genetic link, it is critical that those people with macular degeneration inform their siblings and children that they have been diagnosed. Direct family members should have their eyes tested and macula checked and follow the diet and lifestyle recommendations of the Macular Disease Foundation Australia. Studies have shown that people who smoke are 3 to 4 times more likely to develop macular degeneration. Smokers may also develop the disease 5 to 10 years earlier than non-smokers. Those with a specific genetic predisposition who smoke have a significantly increased risk of developing wet macular degeneration. What about reducing your risk? Let's run through some of the steps that can be taken to help reduce the risk of developing macular degeneration. You cannot change your family or your age, but you can undertake certain measures to reduce the risk of developing the disease. The first and most important step is to have your eyes tested and macula checked. It's also important not to smoke and to maintain a healthy lifestyle by controlling your weight and exercising regularly. Enjoy a healthy, well-balanced diet that includes fish 2 to 3 times a week, as well as dark green leafy vegetables and fresh fruit daily, and a handful of nuts once a week. Limit your intake of fats and oils, and wherever possible, choose low glycemic index carbohydrates. In consultation with a doctor, consider a suitable supplement. And, as discussed previously, use an AMSLA grid daily to check for symptoms of macular degeneration. Finally, it's important for people of all ages, even the very young, to protect their eyes from sunlight exposure. And always remember to consult a doctor before you make any changes in your diet or lifestyle, including taking a supplement. Track 5, Nutrition and Supplements for Macular Degeneration. Nutrition plays an important role in good macular health and reducing the risk of macular degeneration. Eating a healthy, well-balanced diet, which includes eye health foods, will be good for overall well-being as well as eye health. For some people, an appropriate supplement may also be an important consideration. Important antioxidants for eye health include lutein and zeaxanthin. These are present in high concentrations in a healthy macula and help protect the eye. Lutein and zeaxanthin are found in dark green leafy vegetables such as spinach and silver beet, as well as yellow fruit and vegetables like sweet corn and capsicum. It is recommended to consume lutein-rich foods every day. In addition, vitamin C, vitamin E, zinc and selenium are important antioxidants for a healthy macula. Omega-3 fatty acids are also very important to eye health. All fish and shellfish contain omega-3s. However, higher concentrations are found in oily varieties of fish such as salmon, mackerel, anchovies and trout. Eating 2 to 3 serves of fish per week helps support a healthy macula. People who eat a higher proportion of carbohydrates with a low glycemic index, or low GI, compared to eating high GI foods, have a lower risk of developing macular degeneration. Low GI carbohydrates include most fruit and vegetables, whole grain cereals, and whole grain breads. So what about supplements? Supplements are vitamins, minerals, or other substances taken in tablet form. The use of supplements for macular health is broadly divided into two areas. Firstly, supplementing the diet, and supplements based on the age-related eye disease study. Firstly, let's look at supplementing the diet. A diet rich in lutein and zeaxanthin and omega-3 is important for good macular health. If your diet is lacking in these nutrients, you should consider taking a supplement. For example, if you are unable to obtain sufficient lutein and zeaxanthin through a daily diet including dark green leafy vegetables, you should consider a supplement. Those unable to eat 2 to 3 serves of fish each week may consider a fish oil or omega-3 supplement. However, it should be noted that there is currently a lack of good evidence confirming the benefits of supplementation versus eating actual fish. But remember, any changes in diet or lifestyle, including the taking of supplements, should be undertaken in consultation with your doctor. Now, let's look at supplements based on the age-related eye disease study, or sometimes referred to as ARIDS. For people diagnosed by their healthcare professional as having age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, the foundation recommends that you discuss an ARIDS-based supplement with your doctor. The age-related eye disease studies, ARIDS, are the only studies for which there is good long-term evidence of benefit of high-dose nutrients for people diagnosed with age-related macular degeneration. The original ARIDS study showed that a supplement based on a specific formula of zinc and antioxidants slowed the progression of age-related macular degeneration. For people in the intermediate stage of AMD in one or both eyes, or in the late stage in one eye, the ARIDS formula reduced the risk of progression of the disease by 20 to 25% and delayed vision loss. The ARIDS study showed that the formula had no effect on those with no signs of AMD or only very early signs of AMD, for example, a few small drusen, or for those with advanced disease in both eyes. In May 2013, the ARIDS researchers announced the results of their follow-up study, ARIDS 2. Their recommendation was the continued use of the original ARIDS formulation, but with beta-carotene removed, to be replaced by lutein and zeaxanthin. The ARIDS 2 formula daily dose is zinc, a zinc oxide, 80 mg, vitamin C, 500 mg, vitamin E, 400 IU, international units, copper as cupric oxide, 2 mg, lutein, 10 mg, zeaxanthin, 2 mg. It is important to realise that supplements are not a cure for macular degeneration. The ARIDS study shows that taking the ARIDS formula may reduce the risk of progression. However, it does not stop or reverse damage caused by the disease. It is important to consult your doctor about taking supplements and to discuss the most appropriate one for your needs. And when you purchase a supplement, check the label and be aware of the formula. For additional information, please refer to the Foundation's publication, Nutrition and Supplements for Macular Degeneration, which is also available in audio format. Track 6. How do you know if you have macular degeneration? You can have the very early signs of macular degeneration, drusen, without knowing, and that is why it is so important to have an eye test and macular check. During the early stages, symptoms will typically not be noticed. If the disease progresses, symptoms can include one or more of the following. Firstly, difficulty in reading or any other activity which requires fine vision. Second, distortion, where straight lines appear wavy or bent. Thirdly, distinguishing faces becomes a problem. And lastly, dark patches or empty spaces appearing in the center of your vision. In addition, the need for increased illumination, sensitivity to glare, decreased night vision, and poor colour sensitivity may also indicate that something is wrong. These changes or any changes in vision should never be ignored or attributed to just part of getting older. For both wet and dry macular degeneration, the earlier a diagnosis is made, the earlier steps can be taken to slow disease progression. For wet macular degeneration, treatment is available, and the earlier treatment is started, the greater the likelihood of saving sight. It is essential to have your eyes tested and macula checked by an eye care professional, with regular follow-ups according to their recommendations. A rapid referral should be arranged from the optometrist or GP to an eye specialist if any sudden changes in your vision or any symptoms of macular degeneration are noticed. It must be treated as a medical emergency. If you do not require a referral because you already have an eye specialist, you should explain your symptoms and ask for an appointment within 1 week of any changes being noticed. Remember, early detection and prompt intervention are crucial to saving your sight. Now let's run through the testing that an eye care professional may typically undertake to diagnose macular degeneration. The first test we'll talk about is pupil dilation. The eye care professional may dilate or enlarge the pupils using eye drops. This helps to give a better view of the retina at the back of the eye. After pupil dilation, the eyes may be blurry for a few hours. Driving should not be undertaken while the eyes are still dilated. Retinal photographs are commonly used by optometrists and ophthalmologists. They provide a detailed image of the retina and a basis for comparison for future eye examinations. The fluorescein angiogram. If the eye specialist suspects wet macular degeneration, a fluorescein angiogram will generally be used. Fluorescein dye is injected into the blood through a vein in the arm. The dye rapidly reaches the eye and circulates through the retina to highlight any abnormalities or blood vessel damage. A camera with a special filter then takes a series of photographs. The procedure takes just a few minutes. Optical coherence tomography, or OCT. An OCT scan is now a standard procedure in the diagnosis and ongoing management of wet macular degeneration. An OCT scan is a non-invasive imaging technique that uses light to produce very high-resolution cross-sectional images of the tissue layers within the retina at the back of the eye. Before any visit to the eye care professional, it is advisable to check if any special requirements for the visit are required. For example, will it be possible to drive home afterwards? For self-monitoring between visits to the eye care professional, the AMSA grid is a vital tool. The AMSA grid is a simple-to-use device that detects changes in vision due to macular degeneration. It is used one eye at a time, which is important for isolating potential issues in individual eyes. It is important to note that the AMSA grid should not be relied upon for medical diagnosis, and it is not a substitute for regular eye examinations. Any sudden changes in vision noticed while using an AMSA grid should be reported immediately to the eye specialist. A free magnetized AMSA grid is available from the Macular Disease Foundation Australia. It should be placed in a prominent place in your home, such as on your fridge, and used daily for testing. To obtain an AMSA grid, contact the Foundation on the free helpline 1-800-111-709, 1-800-111-709. Track 7, treatments for macular degeneration. There is no cure for macular degeneration, but for both dry and wet macular degeneration, diet and lifestyle changes undertaken in consultation with the doctor may slow down the progression of the disease. In terms of treating dry MD, there are currently no medical treatments available. However, a substantial amount of research is being conducted across the world to find a treatment, and the Foundation has the Macular Degeneration Research Grants Program to invest in such research. You can support this research at any time. With regard to wet macular degeneration, there are a number of medical treatments available. These treatments do not cure the disease, but aim to stabilize and maintain the best vision for as long as possible. In some people, treatment can improve vision. But before further outlining these treatments, let's firstly understand what happens with wet macular degeneration, or wet MD. With wet MD, an excessive growth of blood vessels causes bleeding. leakage and scarring under the retina at the back of the eye. This process results in the rapid and severe loss of central vision, which, if left untreated, becomes permanent. A protein called vascular endothelial growth factor, or VEGF, is predominantly responsible for the leaking and growth of these new blood vessels. To slow or stop this process, various drugs that block this protein, called anti-VEGF drugs, may be injected into the eye. Clinical trials have shown that the use of anti-VEGF drugs maintains vision in the vast majority of wet MD patients. These anti-VEGF drugs are administered as injections into the eye. The usual treatment regimen begins with monthly injections for 3 months. Then, to control the disease, injections are typically continued on an indefinite basis. The interval between ongoing injections is determined by the eye specialist in consultation with the patient. There are two anti-VEGF drugs registered in Australia for the treatment of wet age-related macular degeneration. Their common names are Lucentis and Eylea. Both these drugs are approved by the Therapeutic Goods Administration, or TGA, and are listed on the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme, or PBS. Another drug with the common name of Avastin is an anti-VEGF drug which was originally developed and registered to treat certain cancers. It is not registered by the Therapeutic Goods Administration for use in the eye. For this reason, when treating patients for wet MD with Avastin, its use is called off-label. In Australia, Avastin is typically used for people who are not eligible to receive the approved drugs Lucentis or Eylea via the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme. Any drug treatment for wet macular degeneration should be discussed with your eye specialist. In regard to treatment with injections for wet macular degeneration, it is important to remember the following things, regardless of which drug is used. 1. It is not a long procedure and usually occurs in the specialist's rooms, although some patients may be treated in a day-stay unit. 2. Appointments with your eye specialist should never be missed, even if there does not appear to be any problem with vision. 3. Vision should continue to be monitored every day using an AMSLA grid, one eye at a time. This monitoring is important for all injection schedules, including if the duration between injections is being increased or even if injections have ceased. 4. Any sudden changes in vision should be reported to your eye specialist immediately as a matter of urgency, regardless of whether or not injections are being received. Do not wait for the next appointment. 5. Even if vision has stabilized or improved, treatment may still need to be continued. 6. Treatment should not cease unless on the advice of your eye specialist. 7. Injections are often required for an indefinite period to maintain vision. 8. If there are any concerns regarding coping with injections or any difficulties post-injection, it is important to raise these concerns with your eye specialist in the first instance, given the critical nature of the treatment. Apart from injections, there are a number of other treatments for wet macular degeneration that the eye specialist may consider. One of these is photodynamic therapy, or PDT, with Visudyne. PDT is a two-step process that combines a light-activated drug called Visudyne with the light from a cool laser. The laser is directed onto the abnormal retinal area to seal and halt or slow the progression of abnormal retinal blood vessels. It is necessary to avoid sunlight for 24 to 48 hours after the drug has been infused. Unlike with anti-VEGF drugs, with which the vision is usually maintained, patients having PDT normally continue to lose vision in the first 6 months of treatment. After this time, their vision generally stabilizes so that the eye does not progress to severe vision loss. PDT is now rarely used to treat ordinary age-related macular degeneration. It is still sometimes used in conjunction with an anti-VEGF drug in people with a type of macular degeneration called polypoidal choroidal vasculopathy, as some of these cases do not settle completely with only anti-VEGF drugs. In any of these situations, you should discuss the matter with your doctor. Another treatment is laser photocoagulation. This consists of a concentrated beam of high-energy thermal light, which is directed onto the retina to destroy and seal the leaky blood vessels. The laser not only destroys the new leaking blood vessels, but also destroys the retina adjacent to the new vessel. Therefore, it is primarily used for treating the small percentage of wet macular degeneration patients that have new vessels that are not under the central vision. Close follow-up and monitoring with the eye specialist is needed to determine if further treatment is required, as there is a 50% recurrence rate. Track 8, coping with vision loss. It takes time to adjust to new circumstances, and vision loss is no exception. People can experience different feelings, from acceptance to disbelief. Some people experiencing vision loss for the first time may find daily activities challenging. However, with support and the right advice, these challenges can be overcome in order to maintain quality of life and independence. These are our goals. Moving ahead with vision loss begins with taking control of the situation by making a plan to maintain quality of life and independence. A good plan will include a low vision assessment to find the best strategies and support options for individual needs. It will also involve guidance, advice, and support from professional low vision service providers for managing everyday tasks, including aids and technology. For more information, please refer to the Foundation's comprehensive guides on low vision. These include a directory of services available nationally, and contact the Foundation on 1-800-111-709 for information, guidance, and support. Before we conclude this presentation, it is important to draw attention to Charles-Bonnet syndrome. What is Charles-Bonnet syndrome? Well, it's a term used to describe a situation where visually impaired people see things which they know are not real. Sometimes called visual hallucinations or phantom images, these images can range from simple repetitive patterns to detailed pictures of people, animals, or buildings. It's the brain's attempt to make up gaps in images that occur as a consequence of lost sight. About 30% of people who experience major vision loss report seeing these phantom images, which can be quite vivid and realistic. Do advise your eye specialist of any experiences you have with phantom images. But please be assured that this is not a mental health condition, and in the vast majority of cases, these images disappear or go away. There are some strategies that you can use to help make this happen, and you can use the Foundation's fact sheet to explain the condition to your GP or other healthcare professionals, and to inform your family and friends who might be concerned about this particular condition. Track 9, Conclusion. Thank you for listening to this audio presentation on macular degeneration. It is one in a series of audio presentations available from the Macular Disease Foundation Australia. Also available are presentations on nutrition and supplements for macular degeneration and a series of guides on low vision aids and technology, assisting family, friends and carers of people with low vision, and slips, trips and falls. The Foundation produces an annual research update, translated publications, and a quarterly newsletter that are also available in audio format. All audio guides and written publications are available for download from the Foundation's website or can be ordered as a CD free of charge by calling the Foundation on 1-800-111-709. The audio guide is a free service provided by the Macular Disease Foundation Australia. The Foundation is a national charity that relies upon donations and the generous support of the community to provide services and fund its programs, such as publications and our national helpline, and to invest in research, especially to find reasons and answers for this disease. Disclaimer, information contained in this presentation is considered by the Macular Disease Foundation Australia to be accurate at the time of recording. While every care has been taken in its preparation, medical advice should always be sought from a doctor. The Macular Disease Foundation Australia cannot be liable for any error or omission in this presentation or for damages arising from its supply, performance or use, and makes no warranty of any kind, either expressed or implied, in relation to this presentation. Thank you.